Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:56 and a half, 3.5 till 7 o'clock. Thought we'd check in with Jeff Palermo real quick, talk about some transfer portals, some transfer portal movement by the LSU ladies basketball team. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Tell me who LSU added.
Well, they ended up adding three guards to their team out of the transfer portal. A couple of them are veteran players, and Cheyenne Day-Wilson, who is actually a former ACC Freshman of the Year when she was at Duke. She was at Miami last year and averaged close to 12 points a game, a decent three-point shooter at 37%. During her college career, which is a three-year career in college, she has more assists and turnovers, 300 to 223. So it looks like a very solid pickup there. 5'8" guard Kaylin Gilbert, another new addition to the LSU women's basketball roster, spent the last couple of seasons at Arizona, had a big season last year, averaged 15 points a game, doesn't shoot a lot of three-pointers, but when she does, she's fairly accurate at 24 of 60 from three-point range, and she averaged a couple assists a game. And then the other one is Miracle Shepherd. She has been in college for just 1 year, spent last season, her freshman season at Mississippi State, averaged 5 points a game, was a four-star recruit coming out of high school. So Kim Mulkey needed to reload there on the perimeter, and she was able to do that after losing Haley Van Liff, Angelica Velez, and Janae Kent to the transfer portal.
Got to talk a little bit about LSU baseball. Where do they stand as far as the NCAA tournament stands? I know you got to get through the SEC tournament first, but
well, they got to get
the SEC tournament.
They got to qualify for the SEC tournament, and right now, and there's still 12 conference games left, and the schedule is a little bit easier for the Tigers, especially this weekend when they're taking on an Auburn team that has just two wins in SEC play. So a chance for LSU to win another series, possibly sweep. But right now, they trail Missouri for the final spot in the SEC tournament due to the LSU Tigers. So you first got to make sure you get in the SEC tournament. And then at that point, you hope to make a run. But really what they're shooting for is 13 league wins. If you can get to 13 league wins, that means they got a pretty good chance. So right now they're 5-13. So that tells you they got to go 8-5 at least the rest of the way, or 8-4 the rest of the way. And after this series against Auburn, a very difficult series against Texas A&M at home, the Aggies are ranked number one. So a chance to build some confidence this weekend against Auburn, and then a very tough test next weekend against Texas A&M.
If they don't go to the SEC tournament, do they go to the NCAA tournament or not?
No, there's no precedent of that, especially since they've expanded the SEC tournament to 12 teams.
I know you can go to the SEC tournament and not win and still go to the NCAA tournament, but not you got to go to the SEC tournament first. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Tommy.
Appreciate your
time. Have a good one.
You always there. We need you. All right, we'll talk to Mike Dettuglia when we come back. It's NFL draft day. Looking like.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.